St. Augustine died in the year 430 and perhaps is the theologian quoted more often than anyone other than St. Paul. And St. Augustine said the following: the word misericordia, which is Latin for mercy, and miseria, which is the Latin for misery, are two sides of the same coin. Mercy and misery are two sides of the same coin. I think this phrase summarizes well for us what is on display in today's gospel. The misery of which St. Augustine speaks is clearly on display with the blind man Bartimaeus. It's interesting that we don't know his first name. All we know is he is the son of Timaeus, which, of course, in the ancient world was a way that a person would be identified. But as we're going to see in a minute, this way of his being defined as the son of will have a very important impact in how St. Mark tells his story. And as this man comes to Jesus, it's interesting what he asks of the Lord. Master. And although the word in English is master, in the Greek, the word would be better translated as Rabboni or my teacher. So here, Bartimaeus is saying, Jesus, you're my teacher. And what I would like you to do for me is I would like to see again. Now, this is important. Bartimaeus hasn't been blind his whole life. At some time, he had been able to see, but he's lost his sight. And by losing his sight, he has also lost his way. And that's what we see with this man. Three things. Because he's only identified as the son of Timaeus, he doesn't know who he truly is. Because he cannot see, he does not know where he is. And because of that, he does not know where he is going. He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know where he is. And he doesn't know where he is going. And this is what St. Mark would have us see is his misery. A misery that leaves him disorientated in a world like this. From the beginning of the biblical narrative, these three causes of misery are common to all of us. Because he's referred to as the son of Timaeus, this man is incomplete. For you see, my beloved brothers and sisters, we only come to see and to know our true identity when we come to know who we truly are. We are more than our family of origin, though, of course, this has a very important part in defining who we are. But so often today, people can think, I am just defined by my genetics or my DNA. And this can lead us to a sense of being anonymous in the world, where we are depersonalized. Or even worse, if we have had a father, particularly a father, who has not seen us, who has not honored our name, who has, for any number of reasons, diminished our personhood because of neglect, abuse, control, or other aspects of the human condition, this can diminish within us an innate dignity that has been given to us by God. And this is what we see with Bartimaeus. He doesn't know who he is. But notice this next point. As he sees Jesus and he knows that he's there, he wants to go to Jesus. But what does the crowd say at first? Be quiet. Don't bother him. You see, there's a power at work in the world that is actually demonic. It's a voice that says, no, you're to stay in bondage. You are to stay anonymous. But what's remarkable about this man is he doesn't listen. Rather, he calls out all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And this brings us to the second point. This man, because he's blind, although he knows he's on the outskirts of Jericho, in some way he doesn't know where he is. And think back to Genesis chapter 3, in the garden. What does God say to Adam? "Where are you? Where are you?" You know as well as I do that living in this world can often lead us feeling, in a sense, confused, disorientated. We are not sure where we are. We're on life's road, but we're on that road and we experience great confusion. Or we know people in our family who are on life's road and they're experiencing great confusion. And here is this blind beggar who, although he feels so disorientated, is able to do something remarkable. He's able to continue to come to Jesus. Now, remember I said a minute ago that the word misery in Latin is the word miseria. And the word mercy in Latin is the word misericordia. So the misery part is the same. The difference is the cordia. And the word cordia in Latin means heart. And so what does the word misericordia mean, mercy? It means that Jesus' heart goes out to this man in misery. And that is mercy. When our hearts go out to others who are in misery. And here's what we see happens to this man. Having not known who he is, not knowing where he is, he receives his sight. And what does St. Mark then tell us? That he followed Jesus along the way. Now knowing his name, knowing his orientation, he now has a direction for his life. But how did this all happen? Because he saw with his heart, even though he couldn't at first see with his eyes, he knew who Jesus was. And this is the beautiful thing about this passage. St. Mark tells us that his name is Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. But do you notice what he does twice? "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Here is the true son. Here is Jesus, the one who is full of mercy because he is the Messiah. And now there's something remarkable that happens. That as Jesus hears this man call him, Jesus calls the man. And that same crowd that had at one moment said, "Don't bother the teacher," now says, "Take heart. He is calling you." Isn't that interesting? The word misericordia, mercy from the heart, that pours from Jesus to the man, allows this man to now take heart. Because something's happening to him. Something's changing within him. He hears Jesus calling him. Now get the next point, which in a sense is kind of funny. Jesus asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Like, if I was Bartimaeus, I would say, like, "Duh. I'm blind. I'd like to be able to see." Is it because Jesus didn't get it? Of course not. But Jesus will never force himself upon us. He always invites us. He always offers himself to us. And then Bartimaeus is able to say to Jesus, "My teacher, I want to see again." Isn't that beautiful? Do you see what's happening in this story? Mercy and misery are the two sides of one coin. And when we see what happens to this man, knowing his name, knowing his orientation, knowing his direction, he becomes part of the church. Three times in this verse we have the word call. And the word call is the basis of the word ekklesia, which is the Greek word for church. And so what this man does on this day is he becomes part of the church. And he becomes part of that community that is following Jesus along the way. In conclusion, this time, these months, these last years have been so disorientating for so many of us. We've kind of lost our way. Or maybe I should speak for myself, at times I feel I've lost my way. Having been used to a church full with 600-700 people at Mass, and now having to do all of the restrictions, everything that makes life so much more challenging to exercise the life of a local parish. There have been times that I have cried out to Jesus in these last 2 years. Master, I want to see again. I feel disorientated. I have trouble seeing where you are. What about you? In what way do you feel like Bartimaeus? In what way do you need to call out to him as I do to say, my teacher, I want to see again? My hope and prayer for St. Peter's, my longing for this parish as its pastor, is that in the months to come, as we continue to work through the reality of COVID, and hopefully at some point get beyond COVID, that more and more St. Peter's will be a community where mercy and misery are joined together, that they are the two sides of the same coin. Because in a world like this, it's so easy for us to forget our true name, to forget our true identity. In a world like this, it's so often to think, where am I? I'm not sure. And in a world like this, it's so easy to feel directionless. But here's the good news, isn't it? We're part of the Roman Catholic Church. We've been around for 2,000 years. We've been through other crises, other challenges and difficulties. But if we stay close to Jesus, if in your heart, in your life, you say more and more, Jesus, you are my teacher. You are the Son of David. Jesus, I want to see again. I want to know who I truly am, and I want to follow you along the way. Going forward, St. Peter's might be a much smaller parish. We might have far fewer people here for the Sunday Mass. But if we have a smaller group who are truly passionate and longing to follow in the way of Jesus, that will allow for a renewal in this parish, that will allow for his mercy and love to shine forth. May we be a people this day who are hearing what is said in that reading from Hebrews. Every high priest chosen from among mortals is put in charge of the things pertaining to God on their behalf. Now listen to this verse. He is able to deal gently with the ignorant and the wayward, since he himself is subject to weakness. I'm Bartimaeus. I need to see again. And if I, as your pastor, are able to draw more on his mercy, I pray that I will lead by example to deal gently with the ignorant and the wayward, because I am subject to weakness. In this kind of a community, we can then hear Jesus say to us, go on your way. Your faith has made you well.